I'd like to speak today about an aspect of tshuva, being that we are deep now in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and the truth of the matter is the kernel of the idea stems from the parasha a little bit, but really the idea is beyond the parasha. It's a very, very important topic to keep in mind as we try to ponder different approaches and aspects and ways to try to fulfill the incredible mitzvah that we have before us of tshuva. As Yom Kippur is rapidly approaching. In the beginning of the parasha, so Moshe Rabbeinu hands over the reins of leadership to Yehoshua. Pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe Yehoshua. Moshe calls Yehoshua, Vayomer Elav. He says to Yehoshua, Leinei Kol Yisrael, in front of the entire Jewish people, what does he say to him? Chazak Ve'ematz. Be strong, be mighty, be brave, be powerful. You're the leader. You know why? You know why? Pasuk says, Ki ata tavo es ha'am hazeh, because you are going to bring this nation, El ha'aretz asher nishpa Hashem la'avosam la'seislam. You're going to bring this land, this people, into the land that Hashem promised them. And not only that, Va'ata tanchi le'osam. You are going to be the one to divide the land. You're going to give over the inheritance of the land to the Jewish people, and that is your mission. So be strong, be mighty, be brave, be bold. Sounds nice, no? Nice pasuk, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is giving over the leadership. He says, be mighty, be bold, be brave. I want to contrast this pasuk with the pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua, where Hashem speaks to Yehoshua and tells Yehoshua about his task when he comes to become the leader of Bnei Israel. And there's very, very similar language that's used in Yehoshua. This is Yehoshua, Perek Aleph. The pasuk says that Moshe dies. Hashem speaks to Yehoshua and says, Moshe, my servant, has died. And come into, past the Jordan, come into Eretz Israel. Listen very, very carefully. You're gonna be the one to bring the Jews in and give them the land. Pasuk Vav, Chazak Ve'ematz. Sound familiar? Be strong, be brave. Like who said? Like Moshe said to Yehoshua before he died in our parasha. You know why? Because you're going to lead the Jews into the land that I promised to give them. Listen to the next pasuk Zayin. Listen very carefully. Rak chazak ve'ematz me'od. It's not enough now for the next command, just to be strong and mighty and brave. Be chazak ve'ematz me'od. Very strong, very mighty, very brave. Why? Listen carefully. L'shmor la'asos k'chol ha'Torah asher tzivcha Moshe avdi. To keep all the Torah that Moshe, my servant, has commanded you. Al tasur mimenu yaminu small. Don't deviate from the Torah one bit. L'man taskil b'chol asher telech. So you'll be able to be wise in everything you do. Lo yamush sefer ha'Torah zem epicha. Don't let the Torah leave your mouth one minute. You should be enveloped in Torah day and night, so you can keep the mitzvot that are inside of it, and then you will be matzliach in your way. The contrast here is incredible. When it comes to bringing the Jews into Eretz Israel, it says two words. Moshe says them, and Hashem says them. Chazak ve'ematz. That's enough. When it comes to Torah, when it comes to learning Torah, fulfilling the Torah, keeping the Torah and the mitzvot, it's not enough chazak. Listen carefully, my friends. It's chazak ve'ematz me'od. Be very careful. Be very strong. Be very bold. Be very mighty. Not to deviate from the words of the Torah at all. V'agisa b'yom v'layla. Be involved in learning and toiling in Torah day and night. What's Chatna's contrast, Rosa? So here's a simple answer. The simple answer is as follows. I mentioned before that we're going to talk about tshuva a little bit. Let's talk about ways to tshuva. There's a lot of different approaches to tshuva. There are a lot of different ways to come to tshuva. One way is to make a calculation of our actions and to stop doing the things that are inappropriate and to continue to do and strengthen the things that are appropriate. That's certainly one way. And there's another approach to tshuva, which is as follows. Listen carefully. It's an amazing concept. The approach is connect yourself to Torah as much as you can. And Torah leads us to tshuva. What? Isn't tshuva self-introspection? Isn't tshuva about like focusing on me? Of course it is. But there's a special koach of Torah that helps bring a person closer to Hashem. And therefore, holding on to the Torah, keeping the Torah, learning Torah has a special power to bring a person closer to Hashem. What is tshuva? Tshuva is returning to Hashem. How do you return to Hashem? Where is Hashem? There was a book when I was little. I read my kids some. Where are you, Hashem? You know, like I went to the library and I looked behind the books in the bookshelves and I thought I'd find you in the library, Hashem, but I didn't see you. So where are you, Hashem? That's the book. It's a very cute book, clever book. Where's Hashem? How do you turn to Hashem? Where is Hashem? So the truth is Hashem is everywhere. If you look outside for a second, you see a beautiful big tree. Hashem is in that tree. But if you walk over to the tree and say, Hashem, Hashem, it's not really going to work in terms of developing a closeness to Hashem. But if you come closer to Hashem's Torah, listen very carefully, my friends, Hashem and His Torah are one. And by attaching oneself more to Torah, you know what you're doing? You're attaching yourself more to Hashem. Because Hashem and His Torah are one. And I'm going to prove this to you. Think about this for a second. We say this bracha all the time. 3 times a day, every day of the year that's not a holiday or a Shabbos. The bracha is the bracha of tshuva. How does it begin? Hashivenu avinu. What's the next word? Hashivenu avinu. The Sorah Secha. What? It's a bracha of tshuva. Why are you telling me Hashivenu avinu the Sorah Secha? Bring back to your Torah. I understand the next part. Bring me back to your avoda. I understand Hachzirenu b'tshuva shnei v'necha. Hachzirenu avinu the Sorah Secha. You know, the answer is yes. Because there's a special way of doing tshuva. And that way is connecting oneself to Torah. Becoming more committed to one's Talmud Torah. Becoming more attached to the Torah is a way to get closer to Hashem. There's an amazing medrash. The medrash says, on the pasuk is Halavai. God says, I wish they would leave me, Hashem says, and keep my Torah. You know why? Because the light of the Torah will bring them back the right path. Amazing thing. Hashem says, leave me, but keep my Torah. You know why? Because the light of the Torah will bring you back to the right path. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Yeshua, listen, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, it's important to be mighty and to be strong, because to give over the land is very, very important. But Rabosai, the land without the Torah is just a bare land. This land, without Torah infusing this land, may as well have been Uganda. There was a choice, you know, in 1948, when the United Nations met, you know, they said, let's give the Jews land. Why make problems in the middle of the Middle East? There's millions of Arabs around them in Turkey and in Syria and in Iraq and Iran and in Jordan, Saudi Arabia. There's millions of Arabs now. Why make trouble? Let's just throw them to Uganda. Obviously, Baruch Hashem, that's not how history, how Hashem decided to make history happen. But you know what? This land is Uganda. It doesn't have Torah. And our people may as well be Chinese or French or Italian or any other nation. Ugandan, thank you. Without our Torah, that's not my words. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in the Kuzari writes, "In umasenu uma ela b'torasa," which means our people is only a people through its Torah. I don't want to get political right now, but I'll just say one little piece of it's not political, it's anti-political. People say, you know, as long as you have a love for Israel, that's fine. Where's my Judaism and my love for the land? You know what? I'm all for the land. I love the land. I moved with my family over 10 years ago to live in this land. But if the land is just a land, so, I don't know, there's a lot of nice land in the world you can just settle. If your connection to Israel is because it's a state that's a Jewish homeland without anything religious, without the Torah that gives it its life, without the Avoda that gives it its life, without the Chesed that gives it its nature, so then the land may as well be Uganda. The land may as well... There's no reason to invest millions of dollars in the land. And for what? For what? Just to have a land? No. It's not about a land. It's about Yerushalayim, Yircha, Barachim, and Tashim. It's about a land that's fused with Torah and mitzvos. It's not a land that has Kedusha. And Rabbi said the idea was to... We're trying to hide it over here. is that Torah and Tshuva go hand in hand. We have a tremendous zechus this year. We came to Eretz Yisrael for the year to learn Torah. We're not trying to like trick you into anything. And I was having a conversation with someone in this room during Chavrus time. I won't say his name, doesn't matter, about the importance of learning Gemara and what it does for me and the practicality of it and how relevant Arba Avos Nezikin are to me and the Brisker Rav's Pshat and Shame Avos and all that we discussed today in Shir. And the truth of the matter is, I can't tell you how it works. I don't know how it works, but I can tell you that I've been doing this for many years, Baruch Hashem, with a lot of wonderful Tamidim sitting in your chairs, and it works. There's something unique about the Torah. There's something special about it that just helps a person become a better Jew, a better person, a more refined person. What's tshuva? Tshuva is about bettering ourselves. Tshuva is about coming closer to Hashem. And now you better yourself? Well, you work on yourself, that's true. But how do I know what to work on? I don't know what good midos are. Good midos are found in the Torah. Good midos are found in Chazal's understanding of Hashem's midos that are found in, you got it, the Torah. So you know, there's an express train and there's a local train. The local train is to break every midah. That's very important. The local train is to look at my actions and say, you know, I said Lashon Hara here, I should be careful how I speak. I unfortunately did that avera. I got to work on that. And that's a very, very important part. And the local way to do tshuva. It's also an express train. And you can do both. And you should do both. The express train is, let me connect myself more to Talmud Torah. Let me figure out more who Hashem is. How do I find Hashem? I'm not behind the library books in the library. And not, you know, under the elephant's big trunk in the zoo. Although he's there too. He's there for sure. I find him in Arba Avos Nezikin. I find him in Vayilach Moshe, Vayidaber Eskol Advarim El Kol Yisrael. I find him in a beautiful Mesilas Yesharim that we learn. Try to understand how do we improve our character, how do we improve our hashkafa in the world. It's all in the Torah. I close with this. The Mishnah Navo says, Afochpa Vafochpa Dekulaba, which means you should flip it over again and again, the Torah, because everything is in it. And the Vilna Gaon explains, and I close with this. The Vilna Gaon says, if you want to flip yourself around and your midos around, look in the Torah. You don't have to go on the local train and work on each thing. There's something unique and special about the Torah that has the ability to flip us around and to help us improve and become better, more refined, more royal people that we can be, that we should be, that Be'ez Hashem we will be. I give us all a bracha. We should be zochel today and every day this year and the rest of our lives to commit ourselves and recommit ourselves to Torah, which will hopefully bring us closer to Hashem. We should be zochel to return to Hashem. B'tshuva shleima. Have a wonderful Shabbos.